You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 51.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード51番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we're talking about gifts, specifically temiyage.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my first question, because I'm curious to know, is there a difference in how you use the word temiyage versus omiyage?
そうだね。違いはあるね。For instance, if you go to someone's house to visit, then you would bring a temiyage. But if you go somewhere on a vacation and you bring something home from that place to give to a family member or someone, that would be an omiyage.
Okay, so what if I'm visiting from Seattle and I'm visiting you in Tokyo and mm-hmm. I bring a gift? Is that an omiyage and I come to your house, or is that a temiyage?
Ooh. That is a very good question. まあ、その場合はお土産でも手土産でもいいけど、maybe, okay, I was wrong. because I think お土産 is like the more broader version of the いろんなお土産。
はいはい。手土産は、is it a type of お土産then?
Yes, yes. I think that would be the correct answer for the first question.
Yeah, okay. That helps me understand though, because they seem a little bit confusing at times.
確かにね。
So what that means is, whenever I would use the word 手土産, I could actually use the word お土産。
Yeah.
But not vice versa.
Well, 例えば人ん家に行ってさ、手土産を持って行ったとして、それでお土産持ってきました。それは言えるよね。
Okay.
And so, さっきちーちゃんが言ったように、シアトルから東京にやってきて、うちに来た時にお土産を持ってきてるんだけど、手土産持ってきました。それは言えるよね。
Okay. So, what are the appropriate situations in which you would bring a 手土産?
Appropriate? まあ、ヤコもね、だいぶその日本のマナーを知ってるとこと知らないとこがあるので、なんとも言えないところあるけど、やっぱりお家にお邪魔する is a pretty big deal in Japan,、mm-hmm. I think. アメリカに比べるとね、人ん家にちょこっと上がるっていうのがさ。だから、mm-hmm. そういう人ん家に行った時に、絶対何か持っていかないと it's uncomfortable for me.、Mm-hmm. Even when I go to my parents' house, I would bring a 手土産 or my brother's house.、Mm-hmm. Close family でも持っていく、mm-hmm. し、友達でも持っていくし、お客さんの会社に打ち合わせに行く時でも、すごいお世話になってるお客さんとか、はいはい、ちょっと田舎の方に行ったりするお客さんだったら持っていくかなっていう感じはするね。You don't bring a 手土産 for every meeting, but、
right.
ちょっとスペシャルな時は持っていくけど。
So here's a situation I want to throw out there. So let's say that we're friends,、mm-hmm. which we are, and but we live close to each other, right? So maybe I live just like 10-15 minutes away from you, and you come over frequently to my house to visit. Maybe once or twice a week.
Ooh.
Would you bring me a 手土産毎回?
No.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
やっぱりね、手土産って気持ちだっていうのが一般的なこう考え方っていうか、はい、週に2回持っていくっつったら持っていく方はすごい大変になっちゃうじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
So, 大変だなって思いながら買って持っていくっていうのは it's not considered good. So, like,
so the feeling in which you're buying it makes a difference. Interesting.
Yes. So if you're like, 自分からそうしたいなと思った時だけでいいと思う。
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if we were friends and maybe I live half an hour away. So we get together 月に1回とか。
ああ、はいはいはい。月に1回だったら持っていくかもね。例えば最近流行って自分の気に入ってるお菓子をこんなのがあるんだよっつって持っていく。
ああ、はいはい。
これすっごい好きだから。 とか言いながら、yeah. まあ、あの、つまらないものですがっていう時はあるけど、but that's like、mm-hmm. when you're not friends.
Right, it's more formal.
そうそうそうそう。Mm-hmm. だから friends の時は、あの、すっごいこれ美味しいお菓子なんだけど、最近ハマってるのって言いながら毎月持っていくことあるかもしれないね。
Mm-hmm.
で、
mm-hmm.
その後が結構面白くって、it's like if, when you bring the 手土産、it's usually something to eat because、mm-hmm. you don't want to bring something every time and stuff piles up in their homes. You don't want that.Right. And so, right. so, 食べてなくなっちゃうものがベストなんだけど、こう持っていって、はい、大体ね、もらった方はそれを出すんだよね。
そうだよね。
そうそうそうそう。だ一緒に食べれるし、yeah. it's more polite that way, not、yeah. もらってそのまましまっちゃうんじゃなくて、はい、一緒に食べて、mm-hmm. こう、あの、おしゃべりするみたいな感じのが、mm-hmm. 多分一般的なのかなって思うんだけど、like, mm-hmm. こうアメリカではそういうのってある？逆に。
Kind of. So like, for example, I belong to a book club, which I say in air quotes because it's just me and my friend Bill. And we get together roughly twice a month for our book club. And usually I go over to his house and we'll have dinner and, and we'll talk about the book that we're reading, right? And every time, because this is where like my 日本人がこう出てくるっていう it's like I couldn't go over and bring nothing. Like I was super uncomfortable.
No.
And so he'd be like, oh, you don't need to bring anything. Here's the difference is I think in Japan, mm-hmm. you bring 手土産, but here we often say like, oh, can I bring anything?
なるほど。
And then the person would be like, yeah, can you bring a bottle of wine? Or could you bring a salad or something like that, right? And so that's, I think, a big difference. So I always say, hey, Bill, can I bring anything? He'll be like, no, you know, don't worry about it.
なるほど。
But then I would always bring something because it's uncomfortable for me not to bring anything.
yeah.そう、なるほどね。それだったら、それだったら、it would be a 手土産、I think. Because、
yeah.
こう日本でも確かに聞くんだよね。例えば、ちーちゃんが今言ったように、相手がさ、ディナーを作ってくれてるとか、用意してくれてるって言った時に、はい、あ、何か足りないものあるとか、何か持っていけるものあるって一応聞いたりするんだよね。Mm-hmm. And it could be a 手土産。だけど、それはなんかもっと helping out みたいな感じの感覚で、
はいはい、
もう、相手、で絶対多分何か買っていくものあるって聞くとないよって言われてでも持っていくみたいな、
yeah.
ものだともう勝手にこうギフトをあげてるっていう感覚が、はい、手土産の感覚のような気がするよね、
yeah.
It's, like, it's really complicated but
so it's really similar then
yeah 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 in that sense like you have that 日本のなんか何も持っていかないわけにはいかないっていう気持ちがすごく日本人っぽいなって
yeah but you know when we have guestscome stay, you know, have dinner at our house or when we invite folks over, a lot of times they will ask, oh, can I bring anything? And, you know, I'll be like, oh, no, don't bring anything or, you know, bring something that you want to drink because we usually only have red wines and not everybody likes to drink red wine. So, you know, if they want to drink something else. And like my friend Chrissy came to stay last night and she brought over a couple bottles of wine. So that's 手土産だよね。
はいはいはいはい。
Yeah.
なるほどね。私はやっぱりあるんだよね。なんか確かにテレビとか映画見てるとさワインとかなんかそういう飲み物をこう持ってくるっていうシーンは結構見るような気がするからそういうのはあるんだろうなって感じはするんだけどね、
yeah. I guess on a more formal process there is what's called hosts gifts or hostess gifts、mm-hmm. so if someone's hosting a party you would bring a small gift for whoever's hosting that party but usually it's for them
はいはいはい、
so, for example, John's friend from high school and his wife and kids came to stay with us for one night, and they brought me, because I'm the woman, flowers as a hostess gift, right? And that's for me. That's not like, you know, for the dinner or anything like that. It's just like, here's a gift for you. So hostess gifts tend to be things like, oh, here's a candle for you, like a scented candle, or just something kind of a little luxury item for the person who's actually doing the hosting. It's kind of like a thank you kind of a thing.
なるほどね。あ、そういうのあるんだね。
Not everybody follows that, but there is sort of a 習慣はある。
はいはいはい。あるんだね。そういうのってでも、こう、friends とか family だけの感じ?
No, I think that's more like if I'm hosting a party or if I'm hosting guests staying with us.
はいはい、はい、
like those are the situations in which there would be a hostess gift.
はいはいはいはい、はい、なるほど。あ、それ覚えとこう。
So when my sister was visiting, she went to visit some of her friends that are here in Seattle. And in my city, there's a really popular cafe that makes these amazing French pastries that I can't eat because they're not gluten-free. But it's a really popular place. So my sister was really excited to go there, and she was like, oh, I'm gonna go there and buy some pastries, and それを手土産で持って, you know, and so she was really excited to try it and everything. And so she goes to visit one of her friends, and she's got a couple of kids, so she bought like five. And なんかこう一日一緒に遊んでて時間がなくなっちゃって, she didn't actually get to try it. So the next day she's visiting another friend, so she's like, okay, I'm gonna go back to the cafe, I'm gonna get some more, and then we're gonna go and I'm gonna go visit my other friend. So she goes to visit her other friend, and something happens where again they didn't get to eat the pastry. So my sister was like, I haven't tried the pastry
yet. Oh my gosh. なかなか。でもね、それ起きるんだよ。いや、すっごいわかる。自分も食べたいと思って持っていくことよくあるからさ。But of course, I'm okay if I don't get to.
So right,
not
right.
like I have to, right? And 基本的にあげるものとか思ってるから。だけど、その向こうもさ、もうすでに用意してくれてたりするとさ、そっち先に食べるからね、よくあるんだよ、その食べれないっていうのが。But it's funny that she tried so many times.
I know.
Did she ever get to eat the pastry while she was there?
I don't know. I can't remember now.
Oh. ヤコ行った時、次それ食べたい。そんなに美味しいそうなんだった。
Yeah, because I don't think it was here last time you visited.
Oh. あ、そうなんだ。ニューなんだ。
結構さ、日本の雑誌にでも出てくる。
え、マジで？
Because there's a couple locations and...
What is it called?
It's called Cafe Nouveau. They have one in West Seattle.
はいはい。
And in that one, 壁に日本の雑誌にこう乗っかってるのが飾ってあるんだよね。
やっぱ pastries ってね、that's another topic I think we should go into.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like, it's, I think it's different. I love visiting the pastry shop when I visit the US or other countries outside of Japan. But then again, I do like the 日本のパン屋さん where they have all these 独特の。
Yeah, we'll definitely have to go to Cafe Nouveau next time you visit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Alrighty, well, let's wrap for today then. Hopefully, there's been some good insights into...手土産 in Japan versus the US.
皆さんがどんな手土産を人に持っていくのかっていうのもちょっと聞いてみたいなと思いますね。
Yeah, definitely. Let us know on Facebook, on Instagram.
はい、お願いします。
We'll see you all next week.
はい、それじゃあまた来週。バイ。
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review.For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。